This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Telangana, 12 workers have been killed and over 26 others injured in a blast at a pharma company in Sankareddy district. The incident occurred at Sigachi Industry, which triggered a huge fire and engulfed the premises of the company. The rescue operation by the teams of NDRF, SDRF and others is underway. State Labour Minister Vivek Venkataswamy, who visited the site, said the reasons for the blast are yet to be known. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed officials to provide better medical assistance to the injured. Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy has said central agencies will extend all services in rescue operations. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to the victims of the fire accident. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of the kin of those killed from the PM's National Relief Fund and 50,000 rupees to the injured. President Draupadi Murmu has said technology has the potential to bring revolutionary changes in veterinary medicine and care as well. Addressing the 11th convocation of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly, Uttar Pradesh today, the president said the use of technology can empower veterinary hospitals across the country. President Murmu also attended the first convocation of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Gorakhpur, a short while ago. Speaking on the occasion, the president said, AIIMS has set higher standards in medical education, research and treatment in the country.
AIIMS संस्थान भारत की चिकित्सा क्षमता के प्रतीक है यहाँ हर मरीज को उम्मीद की नई किरण दिखाई देती है AIIMS ने भारत में चिकित्सा शिक्षा अनुसंधान और उपचार के क्षेत्रों में उच्चतम मानक स्थापित किए हैं चाहे सर्जरी की नई टेक्निक हो अर्ली डायग्नोस्टिक्स के उपकरण हो या फिर आयुष और एलोपैथी के समन्वय से बीमारियों का इलाज AIIMS ने नवाचार को अपने कार्यशैली का हिस्सा बनाया
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia beginning Wednesday. Addressing a special media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the External Affairs Ministry, Damu Ravi said, on the first leg, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana, his first ever bilateral visit to the country. Mr. Ravi said Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Ghana.
India's relations with Ghana are historical. In the 7 decades of a relationship, it has evolved to multifaceted. Both the countries will work towards boosting the economic cooperation. So the economic agenda will dominate the talk. During the visit, there will be few focus items. Will be agriculture, where the Ghanaian leader, president, is keen to engage with India. He is also keen on the vaccine development, creating a vaccine hub in Ghana, for not just Ghana, but also the West Africa context. Defense cooperation will become an important item on the agenda.
Around 4.96 crore electors in Bihar do not need to submit any document in the ongoing special intensive revision of the Election Commission in the state. Their children are also not required to submit any other document relating to their parents. These voters are in the 2003 electoral roll of Bihar, which has been uploaded by the Commission on its website. The ease of availability of the 2003 electoral rolls will hugely facilitate the ongoing special intensive revision in the state, as nearly 60% of the total electorate in Bihar will not have to submit any document. Gross GST collections have doubled in 5 years to reach an all-time high of 22.8 lakh crore in the financial year 2024-25. In 2020-21, the total collection was 11.37 lakh crore rupees. According to the GST data, the average monthly collection stood at 1.84 lakh crore rupees. Continuous heavy rainfall over the past 2 days has severely disrupted daily life across Himachal Pradesh. Incidents of landslides, building collapses and rising water levels in rivers and streams have been reported from various parts of the state. The administration has urged people to exercise caution. Due to the forecast of heavy rain and the risk of landslides, a holiday has been declared in all educational institutions across 4 districts of Himachal today. Traffic has come to a standstill on 129 roads due to landslides, and more than 600 electricity transformers are non-functional. And that is the end of this news bulletin.